92.3 K-Rock. I'm kind of curious to see what he has to say now. Jay Thomas of the Jay Thomas Show, who used to be the morning man on our station.
Yeah, let's see what he's up to. What's he going to do with himself?
Probably out auditioning.
And I'd like to point out that this is the only forum of its kind for fire disc jockeys. No one talked to us on the radio when we were fired.
Hello?
Jay?
I beg your pardon?
Is Jay there?
Oh, you have the wrong number.
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, Mama. What is this deal here?
He lost his apartment, too.
Lost his apartment.
Yeah, they already gave his number away.
Yeah.
Lost his phone.
You have to dial 9 first, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure on this one? Because you didn't the other day.
I didn't?
No.
Where's that? All right, we're going to call Jay Thomas, former morning man. Hey, you're right. We don't have to dial 9.
Oh, God, hello. I've been fired.
There he is.
I don't know what it is, but God, buy me lunch, buy me something. I'm fired. Hello. Who is it?
Who is it? Of course, Jay Thomas, once known as the best kept secret in New York radio.
I'll pay you. I'll tell you.
Oh, dear.
This is why he was fired. It wasn't funny.
Oh, God, hello.
Jay, man, you got to mellow out. So why were you fired, Jay? Was it the low ratings?
You know what it was. You want to hear what it was? I'll tell you something right now. I was hired by Mel Karmazin.
Wait a second. If you're going to get bitter on us.
No. I was hired by Mel Karmazin.
Wait a second.
He's great. Mm. But that woman, Pat Evans, we couldn't stand each other. So that's, you can't work with people. You know, Howard, they put a 15-second clock on me in the morning. They don't do that to you. They
now,
treat
Jay,
you like a king.
Jay, is this you or is this a tape? Or is this a cart? one of your wacky carts?
Is this you live?
Yeah, is this you live or one of your carts?
Howard, I'm finished. It's over for me.
Well, let me say
I
something.
That's it.
Let me say something.
I'm
obviously,
write a novel now, and that's it. I'm through.
Obviously, you had some differences with the program director.
Yeah, she's she's from San Jose, California, and she'll grow up, but she's not there yet. That's all. But,
oh, is he bitter?
She just
didn't like
me. Bitter?
I wouldn't
like him. Like, I can't stand you.
Yeah, but Jay, maybe it was your ratings. They were kind of low.
Howard, please.
But they didn't even.
Please.
They didn't put a.
Howard, that whole station had low ratings. You can't blame that on me yet.
Yeah, but you had lower ratings than everybody, Jay.
Yeah, but you blame that on me later. Not the first time out of the box. I'm always blamed for the ratings, but usually they give me at least a year.
Well, you had a year. You had the
top
40 thing going for a while.
Oh, hold it a second, Howard. You're not speaking for the management over there now, are you?
No, let me just say something, though, because in analyzing it, Jay, you got carried away with yourself.
I get carried away with myself?
You did, because you obviously want to be in the movies. You were out auditioning. You were doing off-Broadway.
That's why I got fired. You said that on the air.
Yes.
And they came in there and said that to me and fired me. That's exactly why I got fired.
Well, I felt you weren't putting enough into your show, seriously, because I happen to think you're a funny guy.
You want to hear the truth? I'm not going to be bitter. But I was, Pat Evans did not think what I did was funny when I did funny stuff.
But
and I would do funny stuff, and she said,
Jay,
that isn't funny, and then she'd stop it.
But Jay, not only did you have bad ratings.
Listen, I should have quit when that happened, but I don't have the guts to quit.
Jay, not only did you have bad ratings, but you made people sell their radios. Come on.
Come on, I didn't make anyone sell their radios.
Come on. No, seriously. Jay, let me say something, because I do think you're a funny guy. But let me say something here.
Yeah.
You were out working on Off-Broadway.
Get out of here with all that, Howard.
Wait.
That's crazy.
True or false?
I've always lived like that. I lived like that when I worked at 99X.
Well, there you go.
Come on.
There you go.
Look, wait a minute. I don't remember him working on radio when he was doing Mork and Mindy. He devoted all of his time.
No, I did work on radio for a short time. But
no, Jay, when you were doing Mork and Mindy, you devoted yourself to Mork and Mindy.
That's right.
That's right.
Because you felt it was important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all
they also paid me like $1 million or something, Howard.
Did they really?
You quit your little radio job and they pay you $1 million.
They paid you $1 million?
I made $1 million for
You single, Jay?
Yeah.
Really? Well, then I don't blame you.
I'll marry you for that.
I want an acting job.
I have booked at my own show and all that, but low ratings, and I lost my job.
Hey, you know, and something.
You know, this is starting to be like something that runs through my whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, low ratings on TV, low ratings on radio.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, this could be it for me. This could be it. I'm glad they don't rate sex. I could be in tremendous trouble.
I mean, they didn't even write it up in the Daily News.
I know.
There's nothing in the papers about it. Absolutely. I've had no
did
job
anybody
offers,
call?
No, nothing. I'm finished. I'm
Have you gotten
up.
Any job offers? Have you gotten any job offers?
Nobody cares about me. Nobody wants me in the radio. You've been destroying me. You've destroyed another career.
Now, don't blame this on me. Let me tell you something.
Another brilliant career.
Let me say something about Jay that I've been saying around here.
Yeah.
And I know he's never going to believe this.
Yeah.
I went into management.
Which one?
I'm not going to mention his
name. White left or white right?
Now, listen.
I mean, come on with
Wait
those
a second.
People. I know. Listen.
Jay, I went into...
Listen, you're lucky. You get to do what you want to do. I wasn't...
Because I'm funny.
...on the phone and have fun with them on the radio. They didn't allow that. That station, K-Rock, should win. It should have been number one. It should have done great. But we're in New York City. This is not San Jose, and this isn't Jacksonville. And you know that. I mean, you know, this is a spicy, very seasoned...
Boy, is he bitter.
When's the last time you met a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant?
Boy, is he bitter. Boy, you're bitter.
No, I mean it. And these two people are white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. No, I said
See?
This to them. It isn't bitter. It's like, I slept till 9 o'clock
what,
this
Robin?
Morning. I feel pretty damn good, to tell you the truth.
He's
Wait
bitter.
A minute, just
and
calm
Mel
down.
Carmison,
calm down, calm down, Jay.
Just calm
Come
down,
on.
Jay.
You're too bitter. You and Roscoe ought to get together and have a party.
Really?
Wait a second now. Roscoe threatened to knock me out once in a recording studio because,
All right, never mind, Roscoe.
Oh.
Let's talk about you
yes.
and your
ahead.
Situation.
Tell what you said to the management.
What did you say, Robin?
Wait a minute. No, I mean, because he keeps bringing up this thing about, you know, these people and this and that.
Yeah.
He was here through the disco format.
Now, what happened when they first hired you here? Pat wasn't here.
I want to tell you something. That disco format was fantastic. I think we had an 11, didn't we?
Yeah, but you weren't here for that.
No, you know what? I think I'll just say right now, Z100 came in and won the market.
Oh,
then you came.
He's blaming everybody.
Everybody
just came in. I want to tell you,
Jay, did you want us all to leave?
I would like everyone to leave town. I would like you to leave. I would like, well, now I want BLJ to leave town.
Jay,
I want,
Jay, even a train comes to a stop. Stop for a minute.
I want everyone to leave town.
Then Jay would have been number one.
Yes.
But, you know,
you want to hear something else? This is the most I've gotten to talk on the radio in months.
I know. Well, obviously, they put some kind of gag on Jay.
15 seconds, and if I had a great bit, I could go 18. I got that on tape, Howard.
You got it on tape?
Sure, I taped all the conversations with him.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
You know, every time I pressed myself down below the waist, the tape recorder started in my chest.
But Jay, you see, you were involved with things like taping private meetings with the program director.
I did all of that.
And auditioning every minute. You have to spend time on your radio show, Jay.
Did you do
please,
any prep work?
I worked on my radio show. Come on, I was there every morning at 5 o'clock, and I stayed till 10 after 10. I worked like a Trojan for 10 minutes after I went off the air. You know who caused it? They gave me a producer, a kid named Mark Miller.
Yeah, it was his fault.
He never liked me.
Yeah, that was it.
The program director never liked me. The general manager hated me. And now that I'm thinking of it, Mel Carverson, who I thought liked me, he probably didn't like me either.
Hey, you know, as long as we got him on the phone, we might as well find out which of his wacky little sound effects carts that we should use.
No, don't touch any of those, because I want to save those sound effects carts.
Oh, no, we've already taken about half of them.
Whatever you do, don't take the one that says, "Whoa, it looks like rain tonight." That's my favorite.
You can keep that
one. Don't worry, you can have that one.
Well, did you go to bat for me and tell them you thought that it was a mistake and how talented I really am?
I went in and I said that I believe that things could have been worked out with you.
Thank you, Howard.
That it could have been funny.
Thank you, Howard. And what did they say to you?
They said they didn't care, really.
I said, get out of here.
But I felt that...
Did you go up or something in the ratings?
Yes, we did. After just three weeks of being on the air, Jay, we had a very successful five share.
Well, I feel, let me tell you, Howard, I feel absolutely terrible, and I feel, you know who I really hate? The listeners turned against me, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
So now, who is it now? It's the program director, the general manager, the owner.
Let me say something. Jay, let me say something.
PLJ Z100, Dynamus, everyone has turned against me and ruined my life.
Let me say something, Jay. I went in there and I said that what Jay does takes talent. I said this to the owners, and they said, well, then who took his talent?
I feel like Roscoe. I feel like an old black man.
An old out-of-work black man.
But, Jay, certainly I know that other radio stations are going to be grabbing you.
Listen, I want to tell you, Howard.
But you can go to work for WLIR. They would love a 1.6 share.
I'm expecting a bunch of calls from Z100
Z100 and PLJ right now.
I'm sure that they will be calling you.
I think they'll be calling right away.
They would be smart to do that.
Howard, good luck to you over there.
Thank you, bud.
And I feel terrible being fired. Never been fired before.
Will you get paid out on this?
No.
No contract?
They threw me in the street. And let me tell you what they threw me in the street with nothing, Howard.
No, seriously, you don't have a
contract? No, no. Mel Karmazin.
No, just stop saying. No, wait a second.
What?
He did.
All right. Do you get paid now for a couple of years?
I get paid for 2 more years, another $1 million.
Oh.
Really?
Listen, Howard, come on. We are the same agent. We know how much money we make. Quit pretending. And you've always been mad that I made just a few more bucks than you a year. And you've got all those ratings and all that stuff. No, Karmazin treats me like a king.
All right, babe.
Listen, this station is with four-wheel drive.
This station is famous for paying people off, and I'm sure that Jason
he is good, and I want everyone to say that there's other people I can't stand.
All right,
you
Jay.
And everyone else I mentioned.
You're very bitter, and
I am bitter,
and I really think that you could have spent a little more time working on your show.
Yeah.
Oh, stop with
now,
all of that.
Now find out about the coach.
Should I have done meditate like you do?
That's right. What did what'd you want me to ask him, Robin?
Find out about the coach. Is he going to be all right?
And what about this guy, the coach? They fired him too.
Poor Coach Cipolla, yeah. Poor Coach Cipolla.
Let me say something to the audience. This is a good lesson you're learning right now. If, God forbid, we should ever have low ratings, we would end up just like Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Out. Out of the door.
So,
out of the door completely.
We certainly hope that you support us.
I think I sound pretty good for a guy that got fired.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm actually in pretty good mood. We weren't getting along, and they didn't like me, and I didn't like them, and so I felt pretty good this morning.
Okay, bud.
I slept till 9 o'clock.
Let's see how you feel 3 weeks from now.
The morning show.
Let's see. I might do the morning show for like $2 million.
Okay. Well, that's about what they paid me, so they can afford that.
Anyway, there he is, Jay Thomas.
Yes. He'll be,
all I've got left now, Howard, is this memory of radio.
That's right. New York City needs token vendors, so preferably those with pistols.
But most of them aren't driving anymore because of the cost of the thing going up. Are you going through those toll booths and all that stuff?
Well, Jay doing material.
Yes,
Jay, you should have done this on your morning show.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I do have more material here. Howard, thank you for calling me.
All right, and good luck to you, babe.
Well, okay, thanks. I appreciate it. And you know Hollywood Don Bungalow took care of me.
All right.
So, all right, well, good luck, and you'll need it over there with those people, the ones that I aforementioned.
All right, Jay.
Oh, stop it, those people. With the
I think they're lovely
the
people, Jay.
The laughing. Those people in that room hate you, Howard.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
They'll turn on you just like the rest of the world turned on me.
All right. Goodbye, Jay.
That's the only phone call I've had today.
Pathetic.
I'm sorry.
All right, goodbye, babe.
Listen, by the way, I'll be performing on 12th Avenue and 41st Street in 2 weeks in a fabulous new play, Howard.
Is that right? What is it?
I want you to come see, seriously.
What is the play?
It's fantastic. It's Toulouse-Lautrec, Howard.
Very good.
So, and I'm just going to stand up and do it my regular height without even any...
It'll be brilliant. Thank you so much. A tall Toulouse-Lautrec.
Yes.
Toulouse-Lautrec. A tall Toulouse-Lautrec. It's going to be great. I want you to come see it.
By the way, Jay is a very fine actor.
Yes, he is.
Oh, thank you, Howard. Listen, I appreciate this call.
Ask him who he got on the Love Boat. Let's make sure of it.
Again,
hey, you did a Love Boat, didn't you?
I did, and I did a Spencer for Hire recently. I'm doing episodes of Spencer for Hire.
On the Love Boat, didn't you, wasn't your love interest the girl from the Brady Bunch? Yeah, she died, but wasn't it the Brady Bunch girl?
It was Maureen McCormick.
Ah.
She's pretty cute.
She's pretty cute.
Did you get any?
She hated me.
Did you get anything off of her?
No, I didn't get a thing off of her. I studied her house and everything. I couldn't get a damn thing off her.
Because I haven't had sexual fantasies about her only when she was like 12.
Well, you were only 13.
Well, she looks fantastic now, Howard. She wears little skimpy outfits and stuff and runs around. She presses her body against you.
So what happens, Jay? You mean she falls in love with you in a love boat and dies?
She dies. I want to tell you, that's pretty bad luck. I went to the No. 3 television show. It was canceled. The woman I fell in love with on Love Boat dies.
Yeah.
Then I end up working at, KTU had an 11. It was finished.
All right.
Now, K-Rock, I'm out. You ought to be lucky I'm out of there.
Really? I'm almost embarrassed to have you on my show.
Yeah. No, I may drag you down with me.
I really believe now the station's going to turn around.
Yeah.
Now that they got rid of Jay. He's convincing
like
me.
Skyrocket, you should go.
No, but Jay, seriously, best of luck to you. Many more shots.
I really appreciate it. And I know you've been a fan. I know you've been saving tapes of me for years. And
what was she like?
Maureen.
Was she like, Maureen McGovern?
Oh, you're into this now. Whatever. You want to get into the dirty stuff.
Maureen
McCormick.
She used to be into drugs very heavily. Did you know that?
Did she do a lot of acid?
She did all kind of acid and stuff, you know. And I went over to her house, and she just quit the day before.
Yeah, and she had wild sex with you.
No, she was. She quit doing sex and drugs the day before she met me.
That's beautiful.
So I wasn't able to do anything. I think she was.
Come on, be serious for a minute.
Yes.
When you did the Love Boat, they hooked you up with her, and did you seriously get anything off her? Did you get to kiss her?
No, she was a freak. She didn't want me to touch her.
Really? Seriously?
I kissed her, and she accused me of slipping her the tongue and told the director.
No, I'm being serious. I really want to be serious about this.
Really? Did you get a screen kiss?
Did you get a screen kiss?
I got the worst kiss you can get. I wish I could show you the tape of that. It's terrible. She pressed against me and almost cut my lip. She was the worst kisser in the world. Terrible.
See, I don't know.
It's no fun, that Hollywood thing. That's
he's trying to be funny.
Yeah.
See, that's your problem. I'm trying to ask you a serious question.
What do you want me to tell you? It was a terrible kiss. It was the worst kiss I've ever had in my life. I can't believe I've just lost my job. You're asking me about a kiss I loved about 5 years ago.
Well, Jay, certainly some very tragic things have happened in your career. A lot of stations have gone under when they hired you. And
I'm not going to work after this.
No, I think you will be working. You can rent yourself out as bad karma.
Yoko Ono's been looking for
you. Yoko wants to talk to you. She's read your numbers. She knew you were getting fired.
Who did?
Yoko.
Well, Howard, I'll tell you what. When I'm a little more relaxed, I can't wait to have you on my new show, wherever that's going to be.
Yeah, no, Jay, seriously, I'm sure all good things are going
to
happen.
Tell him we'll talk to him in a couple of months.
You hope that I end up completely in the street begging me.
No. We'll talk to him in a couple of months for whatever happened to him.
I don't want
to
be bitter for a while because it looks really good on talk shows.
Yeah. And I'm sure all the talk shows are going to want to get a hold of this story.
A lot of talk shows. In fact, I'll probably make the paper because I've been on your show now.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, by the way, did you notice I made sure you called after 5 o'clock when I knew the tune-in was up?
Yeah, that was very smart.
Thank you. I'm still a radio man, true and true.
Jay, I really do like you. I'm sorry that this happened to you. I believe that you're very talented.
I like you, too, and I'm glad that you're there. And I thought we could do something together, and it would be a nice thing. But
not on his life.
It didn't work out that way, and, you know, there must be a God because it sure as hell craps in my head a lot. And, so that's that.
Why don't we use some of Jay's tapes to talk to him?
Don't use any of those tapes. I'm not kidding you. I've given strict instructions for you. Those are copyrighted, those tapes.
Oh, shut up.
Every one of those tapes is copyrighted. Please don't use them, Howard.
Jay, you know that I myself have gotten into live performing, and I just, as an extension here of goodwill, I need ushers for my live show.
Oh, Howard, thank you. I want to tell you something. You're one of those guys who pulls a guy like me out from under. You know what I mean?
All right.
Thank you. When are you performing again?
I don't know when, but we're in Club Binet in February. Thank you. Jay, I got to really run. I've got a successful show to run here, and I don't want you dragging my ratings down. All right, babe. Listen, nobody wanted to hear you in the morning. I don't think they want to hear you now.
No, you know what? I dragged this whole quarter hour down for you.
You sure did. But actually,
I'll see you later.
All right, I'm going to call the rating service. I believe these are the lowest ratings we've ever had.
An asterisk. All right, I'll see y'all.
No, Jay, seriously, good luck to you. I know everyone will be hiring you.
Okay,
I'm serious.
Thank you, Howard.
All right, Jay.
Bye-bye.
Lovely man.
Yeah, we hope. Wish him all the best.
Sure we do.
Another total loser.
Oh.
That's another thing that was wrong with the show. All those tapes that he played, the little tapes.
Yeah.
Nobody's into that.
He never had any comebacks. He was always on tape, you know?
Yeah. Another total loser.
You're kidding!
There's all these wacky tapes.
Yeah.
Another total loser.
Seriously, he's probably going to come in and take these tapes back, so if we see anything good, let's take it now. While we have a chance.
You think they're his?
Oh, yeah, they're his. Those are his collection.
You're kidding.
I don't think he owns them, but I mean, that's his collection of stuff that he's compiled over the years, and if there's anything good, let's take it.
Sure.
I mean, there must have been some good elements of his show that are worth taking. Hey, Jackie, see that? Gary, walk over there and see if you see any good ones.
I saw Booga Booga.
What's Booga Booga? Let me play that.
Oh, is it?
See, but Jay's busy blaming everybody for his...
I know. He doesn't realize it was him.
Yeah.
You know, that's a sad thing.
Blaming
to happen
Pat.
To an artist. You have to know when it's you.
Yeah. Blaming this one and blaming that one.
Ooga, 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 ooga.
Throw that out. We don't need that. Here, Gary. Ooga booga.
You seem to have forgotten that I am a woman.
I forgot that you're a woman? How could I? You're always yapping.
Mm. Oh. Nah, I don't want that.
No.
Here, he can have that.
Who the hell was that? No. And what the hell is he doing?
Now, why did Jay need a tape of that? Why couldn't Jay just say, who the hell was that? And what the hell was he doing? He can have that back, too. I don't want that.
Yeah, this collection is a little less appetizing than I thought it would be. Yeah.
Moron, 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 you are a moron. Moron, 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 moron.
No? Huh?
Like time killers.
Yeah,
it's just yeah, they take up too much time.
Killed his time pretty
quick. And now, a moment of spiritual consciousness.
Here's a Rambo thing. Maybe this is good. Here, Gary, put these back in the rack. We didn't re-cue them, but I guess it doesn't matter now.
Absolutely. Well, I'm stuck at this tunnel, and I can't get through, and I'm really scared. Yes, I am. I can't take it. I gotta get through now.
What's that all about?
It's Rocky doing Rambo.
He can have that back, too. That he can take with him to his next station. Yeah. Anything else that looks good? What's that say? Just pull some out. What's blah, blah, blah? Right by your hand. No. To the left. Down.
Oh, no.
Jay used to call in sick if the tape deck blew a fuse.
There's a great, big, wonderful world out there with things to do and people to meet. Now let's get out in it.
That was Barney Fife. Why would he use that?
What a hiney.
That's why.
Do we want what a hiney for any reason? Nah. This is just we're just picking over the bones of a unsuccessful radio program.
I'm sick and tired of you disc jockey bums. Shut up.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get a clearer picture of why this thing didn't work.
The problem was.
Yeah. I'm going to break this to Jay, but I don't think it was Pat.
How do I get out of the studio here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Your girlfriend's attitude towards you has changed, and she will no longer service you in this area code. Please make a note of it.
Gary, all these can go back to Jay.
Oh, hello! Hello again! This time I'm certain I heard you say, it's over. Hit it, boys!
I'm going to use this for my clothes tonight.
Pardon me, 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 scuse. See you later.
I'm going to use that for my closing tonight. Just for a goof.
Well, that is Jay.
Don't be so stupid.
Do we want that for our conversations?
That's
Boy, nothing good.
So, Jay, this is the mayor of New York. How am I doing? What am I doing? What did I just step in?
Some more Rambo?
Let me say that. Do you have any good music beds? Like neat music beds?
Yep.
We might as well pick through this stuff, Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What's happening? Nothing's happening. That's the problem. You know, I'm stuck in this stupid road, and it stinks! It really stinks!
It's really bad, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Ew, absolutely.
That's pretty weird stuff. That's pretty nutty stuff.
It's turkey time!
Nah, I don't think we really need any of this stuff.
You know, listening to these has depressed me.
You and me is just a couple of hangnails on the fickle finger of fate.
How did he use those?
I don't know.
We better call him back. Explain it to us.
Get the secret to his lack of success?
Yeah, let's call him back up and find out why he did this. We still have to do the news, though. Let's do the news first, then we'll call Jay back. I'd like to find out what he was using those for.
He couldn't have used them. He couldn't have.
He abused them.
All right, it's 5:25. Do we have to break here for some words?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll break for some words. We're going to come back and do the news, and then we got more Jackie the Joke Man, and maybe we'll even call Jay again and find out what he did.
I hope we're going to get to play that backward record. We're not going to get to play?
Oh, yeah, we can do that, too. Okay. There's plenty of time. There's like 25 minutes left. K-Rock. Yeah, we really blew it. We should have had Jay debate Pat on the air.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have come in here for that.
No, of course not. She always claims that she would come in, you know, at various times we've asked.
And she
then
says,
after the show, she goes, why didn't you call me so I could defend myself?
Yeah. Jay Thomas evidently revealing that Pat Evans was the reason for his problems.
Yeah, he said he didn't like it here. Mm. He had trouble with these people.
Mm, interesting.
That surprises me.
And why don't we, since we can't get them in the same room, why don't we have Pat debate Jay's tapes?
Ah, that would be good. I like that.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Please limit yourself to 15 seconds per bit, Jay.
Say that again.
I say 15 seconds per bit, unless it's good.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
What, do you think I'm a dip?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. No, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What, do you think I'm a dip?
Hold on a second. You can't insult me like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we should get Pat in here. Why don't we get her in here?
Yeah.
Let's find out if it's true, if she really drove him crazy.
Hey, where are you, Pat?
Yeah.
Oh, I had the radio down. That's what she always says whenever we're calling for her.
She always claims she'd come on the air with us, but she never does. Then we can call Jay back once we get her in the room.
Yeah.
Freddie, you keep the door closed so she can't leave.
Yeah.
Then we'll get an on-air debate between a fire disc jockey and the program director.
Program director.
That would be excellent. Excellent theater of the mind. Well, theater of half a mind. I think Jay's halfway out of his mind.
Bing, boom.
Well, we could really have her debate Jay's tapes. That really would be funny.
It would.
Where is she? Freddie, stick your head out the door. See if... Just stick your head out the door anyway. Let's go bang on a door. Freddie gets nervous when I...
I know. Yeah.
5:31 at K-Rock.
It's because she always says, nobody knocked on my door.
Yeah. Pretty nutty. All right, here she comes. She coming?
She's hiding down at promotions, Gary.
Oh, she's hiding. Gary's going to get her? All right, we could do the news now.
All right.
5:31. Oh, here's Gary. Did you get her?
She's in the middle of a meeting with a bunch of people I never saw before. So
are they rockers?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. So I didn't kind of like want to bother her.
You're kidding!
From now on, I won't talk to Gary. The tapes will talk to Gary. Jay's tapes.
Yeah. You're a moron!
What'd you say, Gary?
I said she was very busy. And she couldn't be interrupted.
You're a menace to society. You're a menace to me. And you are a stupid head. Now get out! All right.
You want me out?
Yeah. Of course I want you out.
That's what the tape said.
I'm not talking to you. Listen to the tape. Whatever the tape tells you to do. The tape tells you to get out. You get out.
What a dip.
5:32 at, what is it, Gary?
Nothing.
5:32 at 93 K-Rock? 92.3 K-Rock. I don't know why I thought it was 93.
That's a firing offense.
92.3 K-Rock. And Robin Quivers has been looking over the top stories.
That's right, Howard. And President Reagan holds his first press conference of 1986 this evening. He expected...
You're kidding!
He's expected to discuss economic sanctions against Libya. The Reagan administration has accused Libya of harboring terrorists and sponsoring terrorist attacks. U.S. citizens are finding themselves the victims of international terrorism on a regular basis these days. Several Americans are still being held in Beirut. Kidnappers in Beirut also grabbed some Soviets late last year, but let them go pretty quickly. There was no reason given at the time of the release, but now an Israeli news source says they know how the Soviets convinced the kidnappers to return their people. The Jerusalem Post says the KGB kidnapped a relative of a key fundamentalist Lebanese leader. Then they castrated the man and sent his testicles to the leader with a note saying other family members would be similarly mutilated if the hostages were not released.
Oh, it's disgusting.
That's right. The relative was shot in the head and killed, but the Soviet hostages were released unharmed.
Wow. So the Russians, if you kidnap a Russian...
Well, this is according to the Jerusalem Post. We have no verification from this by the Soviets themselves. But apparently, according to this news report, what happens to you is a relative of yours or... you know, a prominent leader will be kidnapped, his testicles will be cut off, and then they'll be sent to you.
See, that's what really we should be doing.
Howard, that's barbaric.
Yeah, it's great. We were saying that's the only way to deal with these guys, these Libyan guys.
You were saying.
And certainly you shouldn't be putting Muammar Gaddafi on network news with like 6 million reporters huddled around his tractor while he sits up on a tractor.
Yeah.
Playing up to the guy.
In fact, I was wondering when I heard that NBC, you know, a lot of times they pay for those interviews.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were paying Muammar to come on NBC News exclusively.
They might
have. I wonder about that sometimes. Yeah. They do buy the news every once in a while. Governor Cuomo said today that he wants more time to study the proposed purchase of the Long Island Lighting Company by New York State. Cuomo, a champion of public power in the past, says he will appoint a commission to study the cost and procedures involved in taking over the Long Island Lighting Company. He says he wants the commission to report before the state legislature wraps up its regular business for the year in late June or early July so lawmakers can consider the possible purchase. A move to try to keep utility bills a little lower on Long Island. Mayor Koch blames President Reagan's so-called Rambonomics for his $21.4 billion budget. The new budget has no increases in services and calls for the dropping of more than 1,000 city workers. Koch says federal cuts will cost the city $143 million in 1986 and 87. A spokesman for 70 unionized doctors at the Rockland County Health Complex say physicians won't strike if their demands for a 17% wage hike are not met. The doctors have decided they won't walk out and leave the patients without care. They'll try to negotiate a settlement. It's 5:36 at K-Rock.
K-Rock! K-Rock! Hey, what is it? Playing a CD. Am I supposed to be playing that?
What is that? I don't recognize it.
I just played what was ever in there.
Let's see what it is.
Whatever it is pretty good.
I don't recognize that at all.
I don't know.
Like Simple Minds?
Simple Minds.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, what do you want to play? We got to play a song. We're really screwing up today.
I know. We're not ready at all.
Well, you don't want to hear Daltrey.
No, no Roger Daltrey.
Stevie Nicks?
Stevie Nicks, fine. Let me have it.
Talk to me.
All right. We'll play some Stevie Nicks, and we'll come back and do Jackie the Joke Man Martling Saturday night at the Neville.
Woo!
See him.
I was going to say that, you know, Fleetwood Mac is back in the studio recording a new album. They finally got themselves back together, but apparently Stevie's not attending too many of the recording sessions.
Yeah, because her career is the only one that's happening.
Yeah.
And what does she need those leeches for? 537 to 92.3 K-Rock. We'll come right back, give you a chance to win some prizes at 212-955-9292. K-Rock. 923 K-Rock.
Mm.
And you can talk to me. I was going to play another song, but we don't have one. I mean, I wasn't prepared. We're just sitting here talking. You want to do another song?
If you want to.
Would give me a break.
You want to do another song?
Nah. I don't know.
I got it if you want.
Yeah, let's talk. It's more fun. I sense that people want to hear us talk today.
All right.
Because we're kind of on a roll.
And I must say that you invited people to tune out at the beginning of the show saying this was not going to be a good one.
And yet it was brilliant.
It was.
Jackie the Jugman Martling here, taking your phone calls, doing Stump the Comedians. Very beautiful moment in radio. You're on the air.
Hello, Howard.
And you don't only have to call in with jokes, you can call in with whatever you want, because we have nothing better to do. Is there anything else I wanted to do?
Well, I don't think we should do the back of record now.
Well, we could do the back of record in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, we could.
You're on the air.
Hello, Howard. How you doing?
All right.
Calling about a morning show man for Jay Thomas. Tell you that he's a waste of time. That he's off. But the only drag is now we got Jimmy Fink.
Yeah, well, I think that the station's got to... I mean, I've seen the ratings. The station's going to now really kick some ass.
Aggressive.
We're going to get real aggressive now. I'll tell you the truth. I don't even know what the hell they're doing on the rest of the radio station. I could care less. I come in here for my 4 hours. I get out of here.
It's another situation where you can't worry about the rest of it.
Yeah, I notice I've been getting involved in that.
Yeah.
Certain people have been asking my opinion, what music we should be playing, what kinds of promotions we should... I can't get involved in this. Unless they want to pay me an exorbitant amount of money to actually run the radio station as well as run my show. But it would have to be an exorbitant amount of money. I think we're talking multi-million-dollar deal. But they do ask me my advice, and from now on, I'll just offer no comment.
Yeah.
They already asked me who to hire for mornings. First, they're trying to get me to do the morning show. Which I said I would do for $2 million a year. I don't think they're going to give me $2 million a year.
And if they do, you're going to cry.
Yeah. I don't, you know, that's why I set the price so high. But there is, I mean, every man has his price. Then they said, well, get who? Who do we get? I said, well, why don't you hire someone with ratings? Hire Scott Shannon or someone like that.
Yeah.
I think Scott Shannon's horrible, but the man seems to get ratings for some reason.
Well, then hire that Jim Kerr. He seems to be the radio genius of the day.
If you can't get Jim Kerr from PLJ, get Jim Kerr from Simple Minds.
Yeah.
Either one will do.
Any Simple
Mind. Any Simple Mind will do. I can't figure out morning radio in this town. Everybody seems to listen to homo stations.
I know. It'd be great. Get one of those MTV video jocks.
Yeah, get Mark Goodman. He's a scream. He has an uncanny ability to ad-lib.
Really, they're incredible.
Yeah, I mean,
well, maybe
I really...
Paul Schaefer is looking for a radio job.
Yeah, it's really hard to say what they should do here, so I don't worry about it. I let them do what they want. I happen to think that... For some reason, rock and roll radio isn't too cool in New York. It never has been. I don't know. Why is everybody listening to disco stations and homo stations, homo top 40 stations? I don't understand it myself. But, hey, I'm not going to sit and analyze it. Not unless they pay me a whole bunch of money. I'm not going to sit and worry about it.
It's not your job.
Yeah. It's not my cross to bear. Well, sir, certainly you've been you have the gift of gab.
Yes, he certainly added to this conversation.
Hello there, Howard.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking right on, and I didn't know you were talking to me. Sorry about that. Jimmy Fink, you know, I've met him before. And the only thing that's really good about him is to check out his wife.
His wife's very nice.
Model.
They should get Harvey Fierstein. He's always looking for an opening. Treat yourself good, sir. Switch hands tonight, all right? I gotta go. You're on the air.
All right, Howard.
Go ahead.
All right, what do a moped and an ugly girl have in common?
What does a moped and an ugly girl have in common?
They're both fun to ride until your friends see you.
What do a pickpocket and a peeping Tom have in common?
What does a pickpocket and a peeping Tom have in common?
No, what's the difference between...
Oh, crap, yeah, what's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
Jake has to tell the jokes, then he has to give the punchline.
A pickpocket snatches watches.
What do you call a Polish erection?
What do you call a Polish erection?
Something pole. No, it doesn't sound like he's telling it right.
You sure you're telling this one right?
I'm telling this one right. What do you call a Polish erection?
Dumb... Oh, I noticed. Nancy, where are you? Oh, the capital of the Warsaw Capitol building. I don't know. I forget.
What is it?
Ski lift.
Ski lift?
Oh, yeah, that's why I didn't remember. Oh, I never thought it made sense. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I don't get it.
Makes sense.
Like the last name's always in the ski.
Ski lift.
Oh, that's stupid. It's not good.
I'll give you a prize just because.
Oh, Howard.
No, well, it is a, it is a joke.
Another joke. Let's have him double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
All right, well, what did he win?
Nothing.
So double it.
You had to win a prize.
Oh, well, then I guess.
Well, he's got a gift certificate or, yeah, to Plastic Works.
Give him a Polish rag.
Do we have any more of those?
Yes.
Yeah, all right, you just won a...
I think.
You know, Gary's supposed to be in here with a list of prizes. He's really screwing up, man. I think I'm going to fire him.
All right. Jay needs work.
No, seriously, man. I think I'm going to fire him.
Can Jay get coffee, please?
I mean, he knows I'm doing Stump the Comedians today. When somebody wins and I'm searching for 25 minutes for a prize.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, I don't think it's too much to ask when you're paying a guy $23,000 a year to make sure that you have a list of prizes in here. Because rather than give him the Plastic Works thing right away...
No. See, because there's another thing.
What?
There's also dinner for two at Lorraine.
Hey, Gary, I think I got to fire you, man.
No!
I really think you're screwing up. I really think you're taking advantage of me.
Yeah.
I really do, man. What is your defense? What is your defense? How do you plead?
No, I have prizes for you.
Yeah, but why aren't they, like, in here? Why aren't they listed for me? I mean, you had a whole...
Because right now we only have one prize with a lot on the way. Well, we have two prizes. We have a lot on the way because...
What?
No, Gary... I don't care about any of that. Don't sit and give me a story.
Okay.
You just write down the prizes.
You're right.
So I could deal with this man on the phone so it doesn't turn into a 3-hour bit. How can I perform tight radio if you're not going to be in here with the prizes? I think this is a legitimate thing, Robin.
Oh, yes, I do. I agree with you, Howard.
Good, he's almost crying. I like when I get him on the verge of tears.
And you just bought a new car.
Yeah.
I know what we could give away. Jay's tapes. You won Jay's tape, sir.
His whole collection.
The whole collection.
Hope my cold is better by tomorrow. All right, Gary. $35 gift certificate to Plastic Works. Mm-hmm. And gift certificate for Lorango Mexican Restaurant.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Dinner for two?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's dinner for two or a $25 gift certificate, which is probably about close anyway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Close to what, Robin?
I think he's saying that's close to dinner for two.
I see.
Yeah.
After I yell at Gary, he can barely look at me.
I know.
He puts his head down. I wonder if I should yell at him some more.
Yeah.
Or did he have enough?
Go for it.
Let me see. Let me look at that face. Is he humbled enough?
Let Robin see your face, Gary.
Come here. Let me look at you.
Crumble.
Let me see if he's had enough today.
I think he has. He's looking...
Oh, don't give me that face. He's trying to kid us. He's not upset.
I should fire him, especially because he just got his new credit card,
yeah.
And a new car.
Smile's starting to fade. Look,
yeah, all right. Anyway, sir, you've just won a $25 gift certificate for Lorango Mexican Restaurant. Now, you can stop playing right now, or you can go double or nothing for that $35 gift certificate to Plastic Works. If you stump us, you get both prizes. If you don't, you lose everything.
Everything.
It's a $60 prize pack.
That's a $60 value,
Lucky,
sir.
I don't think I can go any farther.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, if you know, a Mexican restaurant dinner is good, but then you can pick up something free at Plastic Works.
Wow, what a deal.
Plastic bag.
Such a deal.
Come on.
Well, what do you say?
You got one more joke.
What?
You guys are too good. I can't do it.
All right, then I guess it's just going to be the Lorango dinner.
We backed them down, didn't we?
All right, sir. Thank you. Hold on. One last call of the night.
Excuse me?
What?
Excuse me?
Hello?
Excuse me?
Sir, when you stand in front of a fan, does your head whistle?
Hey, I got a joke.
You fool.
What do you do if someone accidentally flushes your dinner?
Hey. What should you do if you find an epileptic in a swimming pool?
What should you do if you find an epileptic in a swimming pool?
You throw in your laundry and a cup of Tide.
Right.
No.
You do your laundry.
Throw in a load of wash.
That's the... Oh, boy. What a dip. This guy's incredible, Howard.
Unbelievable.
Hurt him, Howard. Hurt him, will you?
Please, severely.
What, are you an idiot?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, I got another one.
He's not?
Got another one.
Why don't you blow your brains out? You got nothing to lose.
Why does the Easter Bunny hide his eggs?
Easter Bunny hide his eggs?
Because he doesn't want him fooling around with chickens.
You know? He doesn't want anybody to know that he's fooling around
with
chickens.
All right, I got another one.
You know, sir, I don't know what I'd do without you, but it's worth a try.
Why did Hitler kill himself?
Hitler kill himself?
This is terrible.
What is it?
He got the gas bill. Real bad.
Oh,
man.
You're too good.
Sir, it always amazes me what damage one extra chromosome can do.
That's all right. What's a Latino carpool?
That's five Mexicans pushing a car to the unemployment office. Is that right?
That's it. Hey, Howard, when are you going to be on 3 to 7?
I don't know. You don't answer to this one, Jackie?
To get to the other side.
I think you stumped us.
Yeah, he's got to kiss
you. You finally stumped us on that one. What a knucklehead. I bet his hat fits like a glove. You should write yourself out as a laxative. You're irritating the crap out of me. I don't know, man. We're working on getting on 3 to 7. Hopefully they're going to change it next week.
No, because, I missed the first couple hours getting out of work. What'd you do? I don't get out of work till late.
Sir, I lift my leg to your family tree.
All right, take it easy.
I haven't even talked about your mother yet.
Yeah. Don't leave.
No, I got to go, man.
Don't leave, man.
Hey.
We're getting warm.
What?
All right, thank you. You're on the air.
Don't leave. Yes, I'd like to speak to Howard Stern, please.
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Frisco.
Hello? Hello?
You ever talk to a schizophrenic? Hello, watch it up nothing.
What?
Hello, watch it up nothing.
I can't hear what he's saying.
I don't know. That's supposed to be the answer to that question. Have you ever talked to a schizophrenic?
Howard, are you there?
Too bad there's not as much bone in your pants as there is in your head, sir.
Hello, watch it up nothing.
What?
Listen, I got a question for you. What do you got? What do a Polish woman and a hockey player have in common?
What do a Polish woman and a hockey player have in common?
Oh, man.
This is pretty dirty. They don't change their shorts until after three periods.
Oh, dear. That is disgusting.
That is really gross,
unfortunately,
sir. Sir, you're a nut. You really are, man. I think that's disgusting. I think that's a blaspheme against the Polish people of this country.
Nothing of women.
I think that it's degrading to women. That I don't mind so much.
But hockey players.
You can't demean them.
What do Charles Lindbergh and Pelle Lindbergh have in common?
What
do Charles Lindbergh and Pelle Lindbergh have in common?
What do Charles Lindbergh and Pelle Lindbergh?
Pelle Lindbergh.
Who's Pelle Lindbergh?
This is the hockey player.
He got killed in a car accident?
No, I don't want to deal with that.
That's not funny.
No, I don't want to know that, sir.
Okay, you don't want to do that one?
No.
No.
Okay.
You got some other tasteless jokes?
Trying to think, do I got you stumped here or what?
No,
we know it, but we don't like it.
No, we know the answer. It's just that we don't want to give the answer.
Okay, you want something with a little more class?
Yes, do you have
any? As a matter of fact, Jackie, if you would, write down that, and I would like to know the answer off the air.
Okay, we'll have a laugh.
Did you hear about the Polish zoo that closed down? The duck died.
Hey, yes. Sir, remind me to call your parents if I ever need the blueprints to build myself an anus.
Oh, hey, are you picking on my head?
All right, sir. What is
you
your
call
joke?
Call it what you like.
No, I'm sorry.
Make them clean, please.
Okay, clean.
I'm trying to work clean.
I'm trying to think of something good. Why did the Jewish guy give his wife a diaphragm made out of gold?
Oh never mind. Dirty. Never mind.
Too dirty.
Just forget you. One last call, and then we got to get out of here. 556 at K-Rock, the new 92.3. K-Rock, very lovely. Very lovely. It's unbelievable. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Howard.
Yes.
Whoa. Howard.
Yes.
Hold on for 1 second, all right, sir?
You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Howard. Howard. Yes. All right.
I like this man. He turned his radio up.
I don't have a joke here, but I...
Sir, can you turn your radio up some more?
Make it up?
Yeah, make it louder.
How's that, Howard?
Better.
Better?
Louder. Now we can hear you
very clearly. I just wanted you to know that...
Come on. Would you get with it? Come on. Don't waste my time.
Come on.
He He's sitting and listening to himself.
It's the echo in his head.
Why would I waste your time, Howard?
Good question.
All right, now go ahead.
I'm listening to my... I don't even get the radio on, Howard.
Surprise!
No, I just wanted to tell that. You that I smashed her.
Why don't you blow your brains out? You got nothing to lose. Anyway, we gotta go.
Yeah.
So tune in tomorrow. Three Stooges have AIDS.
What's that? Homo, Larry, and Curly?
No, it's just gonna be Mo, Larry, and Curly, but they get AIDS.
They're going to that farm, Mother Teresa's.
Yeah. And they meet Mother Teresa.
Hey, Mother Teresa.
Yeah, that'll be pretty good. We'll have to add that in since we didn't record it yet. That'll be pretty good. Anyway, Jackie the Joke Man Martley, want to thank you.
Thank you, Howard.
Friday night, his multiple sclerosis benefit, 7:30 p.m. at Malibu and Lido Beach. Thank you, Howard. Hosted by Captain Lou Albano. Yeah. And Jackie Martling. Every Tuesday night at Rascals in West Orange, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday night you'll be at the Nevely, and Friday night you'll be on Suburban Cable 3.
Can I say one more thing? Next Tuesday we're doing a special show at Rascals. It's going to just be me and Bob Nelson, you know, the guy from Rodney Dangerfield's ninth special, Shoulder My Pads. He's a real funny guy. It's going to be a special show, so I wanted to mention that. I stuck it in, Howard.
Thank you, Jackie.
Here's the 20 back.
It'll be special if you show up.
Yeah. Anyway, it's 5:58 at K-Rock. We do have to be going.
We got commercials.
Can we get some commercials? Play the commercials. We'll get out of here, and then it'll be Mark Coppola.
Coop.
The Cope. Thank you for your call.